Assessment Service.
Hello, how are you doing? May I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
I'm admin, my name's Beverly.
How are you doing, Beverly? Is it possible to speak to an Angela Hugel, I think it is?
Angela?
I think it's Hugel, she's a director, she's one of the directors there, or she's a manager there.
Yeah, deputy manager, Angela Haig.
Yeah, Haig, that's it, sorry. Well, there's a matter of concern here. I've got a letter here. It's a long story to go through, but basically I've got another letter here ordering a judge saying that I've got to go for an assessment. The reason the judge wants the assessment is because they've all been falsifying paperwork and trying to label me with a disease and everything when there's nothing wrong with me, and there never has been. I've got all recordings of it all. They've put me on a 9-year curfew in my house so I can't get out, and the police officers that forged all the paperwork are missing all, like, the signatures to the victim statements, all the timestamps are wrong, and the actual people that committed the crime in the folder is actually white people. It says IC1. I'm not even an IC1. I went to court and what they tried to get me to do is, while I was on curfew in my house, so I couldn't have done anything, they accused me of being six people, party organisers. I went, the six people that I got accused of being, I copied their Facebook profiles. They never threw events in fake company names, they threw them in their own personal names. Three kids I don't know and three adults I do know. Yeah, and I basically got set up for being them. I went to court and said I wouldn't grass up on my friends. They're telling me grass up my friends and I'll have a good life. I wouldn't do that. Now, because I noticed that they were saying our trespass was present on the, and that there was a section on these doors on these buildings. They've got no rights in the buildings. So basically, I said, well, if you've got no rights in the buildings, you've not talked about the licence and that, which is in regards to money inside buildings and throwing parties. If there's no breaches of the licence and that, no one running a business or no proof of flyers or anything, then there's no breaches of the law. They couldn't find me guilty. They forgot to arrest me as well. The maximum sentence, if they did arrest me, would be 6 months in prison. Yeah, so you do 3 months in prison out of that, yeah? But they forgot to arrest me, and they didn't have enough for criminal conviction, but somehow I've got a 9-year curfew, and I can't go out before 10 o'clock because the coppers are still working in the same borough and they keep knocking on my front door and recording it, and they keep trying to get me out of my house. Now,
can I have your name, please?
Simon Cordell. Simon Paul Cordell. Now, I've been trying to prove that I'm not white and that there's no victim signatures in the bottom of this folder for ages, because there is no signature. Each police officer's done four statements each, pretended to go to four different people's houses. The worst thing that's happened in this thing that I've got 9 years for is they're saying a party that one of my friends threw in Enfield, so people got kept up overnight because of the noise. So the whole of this is all over noise. Then, because I noticed the missing signatures at the bottom of the folder, yeah, I was with a new partner at the time, yeah, so they started spreading that we had a disease, yeah. I never had a problem with this girl, yeah, and I've never gave her nothing. I've got all the recordings of the clinics, I've got all the recordings of the hospital, my medical notes, I've had them since 2004, I've got recordings of the police coming here in 2014, asking them to protect me and my partner and to stop doing this to us, to evade justice. I've got loads of recordings. The coppers are running out of my front room saying, oh, please don't show that to us, Simon. I'm like, what's wrong with showing you my medical notes? Can you stop this from happening and protect us? I've got lots of recordings of it all. They started to send the doctors, as they do once they got into trouble. And the doctors come with a fake 135, and I've got recordings of them coming in my house, and the woman, Elaine, practically breaks down in my front room crying with the council officers and the police officers and my mum and everyone present while we're recording the conference. I've got all recording equipment in every room in my flat. So now, just because of that, the doctors ain't really been able to come to me, because I put a complaint into the advocacy, NHS complaint, a report, but I never proceeded with it because I didn't want to damage the people's lives.
Why do you want to speak to Angela?
I've got a letter off her. Asking me to attend to her. I phoned up the other day because I knew there was two reasons that they could be trying to get me to go to them. Three. One's because they want to cover up the recordings that I've got of all the doctors, Simon Clerk and all their directors, and Julia Crinich, that's the head of St Anne's, and the rest of them. I've got all the directors on recordings, loads of them. Yeah, and I've put them in a website and they're all concerned. Basically, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is because I got arrested. One of my neighbours tried to set me up. I won the case now, But the police, when I was in the police station, contacted yourselves and asked for me to come to you. Now, I also had, when I got arrested, they put an emergency application in at the courts for an ASPO. Now, I've never had a trial, never been explained my side of the events, but the police officers dropped the case, but the people that put the person, the emergency application, even though the police ain't got enough, they still won't take that off me. Now, because they're having problems in the court, I think their phone used, again, they're saying, if I don't go to a meeting with you, I've got the letter through my door this morning, and it's saying if I don't come for a meeting with you by yesterday, that they're gonna write me off as crazy and I can't act litigant or represent myself in court. It says, before the district judge, Dallas, sitting in the county court, Edmonton, 559, blah, blah, upon hearing the counsel for the claimant and the defendant attending upon the hearing of the defendant's mother and uncle, because I was ill for one of the last occasion, my mum and that turned up, the defendant's mother and uncle informing the court the defendant has suffered historical mental issues and the section under... I've never been found mentally ill in my life. I've spent in my life...
Can you just come and have a session?
Because the woman's, they're trying to set me up because of the recordings that I've got of them and the missing signatures. I've got them all already in recordings setting me up in my front room, the doctors.
Oh, okay, you're getting really upset.
Sorry, I'm apologising.
They're not going to try to set you up.
They did last time, they put me in hospital, gave me a disease, then they put me in a hospital, yeah, after all my neighbours were banging at me.
Okay. I'm not.
Do you know what happened? In 2014, they started to attack me, yeah? Yeah, my neighbours did, yeah? Because the government wanted to cover up these missing signatures, yeah? I've never done nothing to my neighbours. I was writing a constitution in my flat. I was got 100 up. So me and my mum started writing to the council to protect me and to the MPs and that. Now, I've got 500 emails, FOIs, everything, to the council from 2014 to 2016. 500 emails that no one's ever paying attention to, saying I'm having heart attacks in my house, I'm illegally being detained in my house with no signatures. You need first-hand evidence in any court case in the Britain and United Kingdom. Yeah, if you ain't got a witness or a victim, how are the council and the police making up an application on their own and falsifying the paperwork? Yeah, and holding me in my house for so long. How are they deceiving?
Right, I've got to go now. Do you want me to leave a message for Angela?
Is it possible to speak to anybody that can deal with this now? Because they're saying if I don't come and meet you, it's not by yesterday, and I only got the letter today, that I'm not allowed to go to my court case and prove nothing that I'm right about.
Yeah.
I'm incapable. I'm incapable of interview. They're that scared of all the.
Would you like a home visit?
I'd appreciate that. Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, I would. Yeah, serious home visit. Yeah, I would.
So
yeah.
I would let Angela know that you would like a home visit. What day would you be able to do a home visit?
I'm ready. I'd have a meeting today, ready to go for it right now. I just need to know a date and a time as soon as possible.
Angela's not in today. Yeah. She's in tomorrow. What if they could do a home visit tomorrow at 10 o'clock?
At 10 o'clock, that'd be perfect. I've got a website here and everything sitting here. I've got all my recording equipment, cameras and all.
Okay, so perfect. I'm going to let Angela know that you are prepared to have a home visit tomorrow. Yeah. And okay.
That'd be perfect.
But she's in tomorrow, so it might not be tomorrow, but... Whatever day it is, I'm sure someone will call you.
Yeah, well, my telephone, they can contact me on this phone number, 0208-245-7454. If anybody just attends to my address, I won't answer the door to them.
Okay, so they need to ring you first.
Yeah, and arrange the meeting otherwise I won't answer the door.
All right.
I appreciate your help and thank you. You have a nice
you're
day today. I'm tongue tied. I'm tongue tied. It's a disability.
Okay.
It's a mental health disability.
I need to get your number. So I've got the bit that says
7454. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And it give you permission to speak to Mrs. Cordell. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, I'll let Angela know, and hopefully it most probably won't be tomorrow, but they will call you.
I've lost a baby. I had a child in this flat, yeah? And remember I said that I put all these letters into the council from 14 to 15 to 16. My neighbour's first complaint was in 16 about me. They said that they believe I stabbed a set of tyres and they believe I'm a drug addict. They have an assumption. Now, they're going to put four more applications in against me and everything just because they believe I stabbed some... I'm showing them. I met another woman after this thing happened with Shannon. We had a baby in her stomach in my front room, and and my neighbours have banged so much at us. I've got all the recordings that we've lost the baby. I've lost my unborn child because of these that are allowed to attack me. And all I've been doing is building a constitution to work in the park. You can see me on my cameras every day on my keyboard and them attacking. I can't even take my clothes off and get in my bathtub, yeah, without them running and attacking me. I'm being sick every morning and they're flushing the toilet above my head. I've got so many recordings. See your team. There was a woman called Deborah Andrews that lived above me. Now, I looked after her for the first 5 years. I've lived in my flat for 15 years and I've never had a problem here, yeah? I put an FOI into the council and they said that about 2 years ago, they've never had a complaint of me in 12 years, yeah? Now, I put all these notes into council. Now, let Deborah Andrews, who was upstairs, because I've got all the doctors in the council in my front room recording it, I was explaining to her what she was doing to me. You allowed her to be moved into a hotel for 5 minutes, then you've moved her back in. Now, I found out Deborah had two light-skinned children the same as me, and they got taken off her by yous lot, and I'm explaining to yous lot all on the cameras in my, well, your team, and I'm showing them what they're doing and what Deborah's doing to me in my flat, and they've let Deborah go and come back and do this to me again, and I don't think it's fair. Yous lot knew Deborah had her, well, the company knew that Deborah had her children taken off me, and then they've gone and done this to me. Yeah, this isn't fair that this is all being left. Yeah, now they've moved another mental health patient, Ambrose, into the building. Now, I've got the recordings of Ambrose doing it to me as well. Loads of videos of Ambrose attacking me.
You're going to explain yourself again. Yeah,
I will do.
Explain all of that again. So I'm going to leave this message with Angela, and hopefully she will give you a call tomorrow to set up an appointment with you at your home.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm going to pass this message on to Angela when she gets back tomorrow, and hopefully she gives you a call tomorrow to arrange an appointment.
I'd appreciate that. You have a good day, madam.
And you. Thank you. Bye-bye.